This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, broadcasting live from the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. Today, celebrating the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, and our next band earned 3 nominations for International Bluegrass Music Association Awards. Carolina Blue, one of the contenders for the New Artist of the Year recognition, though they've been around for a decade. I don't know where y'all have been, but they've been here for 10 years. So it's great to see you. They're in the studio with me now, and they've got they're going to talk about their latest album, I Hear Bluegrass Calling Me. Carolina Blue, Timmy Jones on mandolin, Bobby Powell on the guitar, Reese Combs on the bass, James McDowell on the banjo, and Ainsley Porchak on the fiddle, and they all do a lot of singing. Welcome, Carolina Blue. Good to have you here. Thank you so much for being here. Really great to see you, and I want to remind everybody that you can watch a live stream of our conversation at our website, stateofthings.org, and also watch it at our Facebook page, The State of Things. So I've got Timmy and Bobby on the show, which means I've got an episode of Lassie, I think. This is great. I love having you guys on the show. This is—I don't think I've ever had a Timmy and Bobby on the show.
Now, hold on just a minute.
No.
Which one of us is Lassie?
Well, no, I just mean that isn't Timmy and Lassie and Bobby would be down at the well and Cully, Mr. Culpepper. Remember Mr. Culpepper? He was the guy who was in the well. Nobody remembers that part. Listen, tell us about the name, Carolina Blue. Where does that come from?
Well, everybody thinks it comes from Chapel Hill basketball, but it does not. Tim named our band, and we named it Carolina Blue because the Tar Heel Boys was already taken, and we wanted to name our band after our home state of North Carolina. We're proud North Carolinians, just like Monroe named his band after his home state of Kentucky.
You should tell everybody where in North Carolina you're from, too.
We're from Brevard, North Carolina, up in the western part of the state, land of the waterfalls.
Land of the waterfalls and a lot of good music.
Yes, sir.
Comes from up there. This band has really been around since 2007. Tell us how you came together as a band.
Well, sort of by necessity. Tim and I did a solo project recording. Woody Platt, who's another North Carolinian with Steep Canyon Rangers, produced this album. The album came out in 2007, started getting some airplay on the radio, and then we started getting some calls for shows, and we didn't have a band to go play the booking, so we formed a band.
You're like the Monkees.
You're right, exactly.
That's great. So you became your own wrecking crew. Well, I tell you what, we can talk later. Would you do a song for us now?
You bet.
Thank you.
Calling me, I hear bluegrass calling me. Listen to the fiddles, hear that banjo ring. Now that's bluegrass calling me. From the big state of Kentucky to the heart of Tennessee, and then you move on down to the Grand Ole Opry. You can hear those fiddles and the Osborne brothers sing. Now that's bluegrass calling me. Country music I still listen every day, but I just like that bluegrass music, and I believe Bill Monroe's here to stay. Thank you.
voice calling me. Listen to the fiddles, hear that banjo ring. Now that's bluegrass calling me. Yodelady, yeah, yodelady, yo, yodelady.
Carolina Blue, I Hear Bluegrass Calling Me, from their latest record of the same name. Bobby Powell on guitar, Timmy Jones is on the mandolin, James McDowell on the banjo, Reese Combs on the bass. They're all doing the singing, plus Ainsley Porchak is on the fiddle. And you can see him tonight at the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival on Davy Street stage, 8 o'clock. And we're live streaming right now at stateofthings.org. What a great song. What a great song. And what I love about that were the dramatic tempo changes in that. It's like a suite. That's really cool. Timmy, let me ask you a little bit more about that song, because I know Roy Chapman wrote that, right?
Yes, sir. That's right. Our mentor, Roy Chapman, that's who me and Bobby sort of got started in bluegrass with.
Well, tell us about his importance and the influence
that he had on tell you, we wouldn't be where we are today without Roy Chapman. He gave us our first job in bluegrass. We've played together since we were children, but he gave us our first job, and he taught us how to sing harmonies. And he taught me especially a lot about playing mandolin. I was playing mandolin ever since I was a small child, but I really learned a lot from Roy. Learned a lot of fiddle numbers and stuff like that. And, you know, like I say, how to sing harmony. And Roy wrote a lot of great songs. And
in a case like that, I love to know this, how musicians kind of transfer their information. I mean, it's one thing to learn the fiddle song, like where to put your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything about his technique, his style, just the way he approached the instrument that
changed
the way you looked at it?
Well, I tell you, it's kind of funny now. Roy was not the best of the teachers now. He he would basically, he would play his fiddle and say, boy, it goes like this right here, you know. And then you had to
just
he
do
would
it.
Slow it down a little bit, but you had to. So that, you know, we had to pick up on it best we could, but he did teach us a lot.
What's Bobby, let me ask you now that you talked about playing locally, suddenly having to put a band together, but now, you know, you have a national reputation. Does that change anything for you as a band?
Well, yeah, of course it does. We're making a little more gas money now,
mm-hmm.
when we're going out and playing, which is nice. But I mean, having your songs on the radio, and you know, we were in Missouri last weekend, for example, first time we'd ever been at this festival, and folks were requesting our songs from our albums, and you know, that's the greatest feeling in the world, that they weren't requesting a Bill Monroe tune that we do. They were requesting songs that we'd written. So yeah, I mean, that's great.
Can you do a song for us now?
You bet. You bet.
Rusty rails, don't you know my heart is broken today? In a million ways, the whistle's blowing. Old number 9 has carried me away, and I just can't stay.
I've got to get away from the past that's haunting me. At night I close my eyes and her face is all I see. So rusty rail, please help me set her free. Far away to a place that I can call home. No matter where, just so that I am long gone. I'll ride along these rusty rails.
Lonely boxcar, you're the perfect place for a broken heart. Looking for a brand new start, all alone here, with the rumbling of the rails in the dark, since we had to part.
I'm running from a memory and the pain of yesterday, drowning in my sorrow from a love that went astray. So rusty rail,
help me make my getaway.
Far away
to a place that I can call home.
No matter where,
to
show that I am long gone. I'll ride along these rusty rails. Where I'm going, I'll ride this train no more. I'll step into a brand new life when I roll back the door. So rusty rail, please carry me on far away to a place that I can call home. No matter where, just so that I am long gone. Rusty rail.
Rusty Rails, Carolina Blue, from their latest record, I Hear Bluegrass Calling Me. Timmy Jones on the mandolin, Bobby Powell on the guitar, Reese Combs on the bass, James McDowell is on the banjo, and Ainsley Porchak is on the fiddle. You can see him tonight at Wide Open Bluegrass on Davie Street at 8 o'clock, and we're streaming live on stateofthings.org and on our Facebook page, The State of Things. Another great song, and Bobby, that's one that you and Timmy wrote together. Tell us a little bit about your creative process.
Yes, sir. Well, for that, we don't really have a process. We just, it all happens by happy accident. It's kind of like Bob Ross's painting. It's happy accidents, you know. But for that particular song, we were in the studio recording another album, and we had an off night where we weren't really doing anything. We were having some fiddle put on the record, and I'd had this idea about this song because there's a lot of abandoned railroad tracks in Brevard where we live. No trains run through there anymore, and so I wanted to write a song about that. And so we sat down together and noodled around and just couldn't do anything with it. And so it just kind of got pushed to the side for maybe a year. And we were at a writing session one night, and Tim said, I've been thinking about this song that we started about the rusty rails. He said, let's just change it. Let's just throw that out. And he said, I have an idea about, let's do it like a lost love song where a guy's lost the woman he loves, so he's going to hop on a train and get out of town. And so 10 minutes later, the song was written, and it was the number one song for us this year. So that's our creative process.
So when it will, but so as a high lonesome love song and tribute to the lost railroad, not so good. But as a metaphor for lost love, it's perfect, right?
Sure, sure.
Well, it's great. But what about one of you tend to be more the lyrics guy and the other one the melody guy, or not so much?
Well, I never start with a melody. I guess you've got a melody in your head, but I get a good line running through my head. And I can't speak for Tim. I think he works a lot more with melodies to begin with than I do, but I work mainly with lyrics. Yeah, I'll get a good chorus. I'll be driving down the road, and I can't, you know, I'll send it to Tim and say, hey, put some verses on this for me, bud. Mm-hmm. This next song we're going to sing happened that way. I wrote the chorus. Tim wrote all the verses for it, and that turned out real nice for us.
Is that Longing for Home?
No, that is Cold, Lonely, and Blue.
Okay, so before you get to that, I got to ask you a couple more questions, okay. Which is, number one, do you get back to Brevard much?
Couple of days a week, don't we?
Yeah.
And not much lately. We've spent more time in that RV than we've spent in our beds. But, you know, this is quickly becoming a full-time occupation for us. I still work a job. That's become my part-time job now, and this has become a full-time job. But we all do a little side work still. James and Ainsley teach, and Risa does some construction, and Tim has a cattle farm that he runs, but the music's slowly taking all that over.
I wonder if I can ask Ainsley a question,
sure.
If that'd be all right, about playing the fiddle and how you came to this music in bluegrass, and whether you're from that part of the country as well.
Absolutely. I was born in Ontario, Canada, and so I'm a long ways from home, but I ended up in this area because I started in 2013 at the ETSU school, East Tennessee State University. They had a bluegrass, old time, and country music studies program that I went to. I completed my bachelor's degree there, and I'm currently still there. I'm getting a master's in Appalachian studies. I will be finished in December, but these guys saw me playing a video at the university with the director of the bluegrass program. We were playing twin fiddles. They had just lost their fiddle player, and it was the perfect fit. They contacted me, and I was hired very soon.
Did you listen to much bluegrass, and is it popular up there in Ontario?
It is popular, but not near as much as here. My fiddle teacher introduced me to the music of Kenny Baker, Bobby Hicks, all those classic bluegrass fiddlers when I was probably about 13 or so, and I fell in love with the music and had to learn more about it.
Well, we're going to hear some more about it just now. I want you to all play us out, but first let everybody know that you're Carolina Blue, Bobby Powell on guitar, Timmy Jones on the mandolin, James McDowell on the banjo, Reese Combs on the bass, and Ainsley Porchak on the fiddle. They're going to be at the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival on Davie Street tonight at 8 o'clock, and you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. Great to have you here, and great to say I knew you when, because you may not be back. You may not have time for us the next time, but thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us here.
North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the music of Carolina Blue.
Like the wild west wind that blows across the prairie, or the snow falling on the hill so high. Your love left a scar so deep within my memory, all I do now is hang my head and cry. There's nothing colder than a rainstorm in December, nothing lonelier than drinking all alone, nothing bluer than those mountains in Virginia, except for me, since my darling's up and gone. Pain in my heart is so heavy since you left me, darling, with goodbye. Oh, I hope that I will never more see you and be reminded of these lonesome tears I cry. There's nothing colder than a rainstorm in December, nothing lonelier than drinking all alone, nothing bluer than those mountains in Virginia, except for me, since my darling's up and gone. Darlings up and gone. Except for me, since my darling's up and gone.